Graham Tepenny is currently with us. Graham's, well, he's a Tamoko artist, but he's an artist. And we're talking today about a new installation that was down towards Myers Park. Graham will talk about it, because what I like is some interactive elements to the design concept. Graham's from Ngāti Whātua, Ngāti Kahu, Ngāti Hina Hauwa and Ngāti Manu. This summer, Aucklanders and visitors who step into Myers Park is going to discover something a little more meaningful and slightly magical. And Graham will tell us a bit more about it. Tēnā koe, oh, it's good to catch up with you again at the end of the year. Graham, ngā mihi.
Yeah, tēnā koe, atamari e tau. Yeah, good to catch up, all right.
Yeah, good on you, man. You're being more prominent, and what I particularly like is the prominence of Māori art concepts into downtown Auckland. And this one intrigues me too, because, well, ultimately there's going to be an opportunity to learn waiata, and it's got a QR code. This particular piece of artwork was unveiled earlier this week. I'll step back, and you step forward, please, brother. Tell us about this and what its background is.
Yeah, so, look, I've been on this project for about 9 years. My 9-year-old was in a pram when we did the site visit. And we did the site visit to the Mayoral Drive underpass to Myers Park, and we realised this was the ancient flow of the stream of the Horotu River that used to flow down Queen Street. So that became our guiding narrative. And we decided to do a homage to the power of water and our responsibility to all our waterways, and, you know, including our awa, our moana, as tira tangata. And so that's where this one sort of came from. And over the 9 years, we pulled in a few great people, some big minds, some amazing composers and manufacturers and people to bring it all together. And they all sort of look funny at me when I tell them the idea, and I go, oh man, this guy. And so, yeah, so Waimahara is a collaboration of different thinkings, and we wanted to, you know, ignite the senses, all senses, because a lot of artwork you stand in front of and you look at, but this one we wanted to be fully immersed within, and then through the waiata and the light and the sound, the artwork then enters you through your eyes and your ears and down into your wairua. So we wanted to give a different experience of experiencing toi Māori and art. So yeah, that's where we're at the moment.
Most of us have lost the connection to the kōrero about Waihorotu, and I'm hoping that this art installation reminds us of what used to be there. I mean, most Aucklanders would walk past and not even realise that was the area that it flowed from. What can you share about the stream, why it's no longer there, whether, I mean, at times does it re-emerge?
Yeah, so, you know, the stream was there when our first Europeans arrived, and at the bottom, at the beach at the bottom of Queen Street was called Onepanea, which is now Fort Street. And then the bottom two blocks of Auckland City are all reclaimed land. You know, rule of thumb in Auckland, if it's flat, it was probably water. And so the Waihorotu stream, the entry was at Onepanea, which is about where the BNZ building is, down the bottom there, Fort Street, Shortland Street area. And then the river was actually covered over. So the river still flows gently, but it's covered over with a brick covering. And at our Myers Park end, where the Waimahara art piece is, there's actually a flood wall beneath the piece to stop any water gathering and slow the water flow down into that river. So it's still there, and there's, you know, you can jump on websites and there's videos on YouTube showing the river still going. They sent a camera down a few years ago, and so, yeah, people can still access video footage via YouTube of the river that's still there now, and have a look and learn a bit more about our city.
Tēnā koe. So Myers Park, what's the ingoa Māori for that piece of whenua? Because it really is on the site of the stream, is it not?
Yeah, so the stream name was Horotu. Unsure what the actual Myers Park area might have been called, but we've named the art piece Waimahara, to, you know, remembrance of water. And that's what would name the art piece, and that connection back to Horotu, the river, and the Wai Horotu that flows down to Te Waitemata. Yeah.
Can you talk about the piece itself, size and materials, please, Graham?
Yeah, so it's a massive piece that, you know, takes up four-lane road underneath the bridge, the overpass there, and we've used, so there's a few things we've used, a lot of light and sound through the boys at ION, who and they do installations for, you know, the Olympic Games and things like this. Then we've used a product called Cane Mail. Now, Cane was doing the chain mail for the Lord of the Rings. He realized he had a product, and we used his product in this art piece to hang from the ceiling to, and the colors we chose are very water colors. And so cane mail it's called. And when you go down there, you'll see the cane mail flowing in the, swaying in the breeze. And it's a green product as well. So that's the other reason we chose that product, because it's a green product. And then there's sound, a massive sound system, multi-channel sound system and recording system that was used to bring the sound to life. And we had a guy named Justin, who you know, he's a musician, and he pulled all our sound together. He went to Tiri Tiri Matangi. We all went to Tiri Tiri Matangi so he could record night sounds of birds and the awa over there, water flowing. And then that's in the ceiling. Then on the ground plane, we've got different treatments of concrete, designed in concrete, to talk about the riverbed and the flow of water. And so, yeah, so this is just part one as well. Part two is opening in March, where the waiata will be learnt by the local community. And you can go down. And the waiata was composed by Torumai Kirehoma, Moyahi Kirehoma, and Tuirina Wehi, who, in my opinion, are the, you know, some of the greatest composers in the country. Given their whakapapa to Uncle Bub and Auntie Nan, you know, I thought we'll go to those three, and they've created two waiata that are just amazing, and I can't wait for March for everybody to hear the song. And when you go to the piece, you'll sing the song. If you sing it in the right note, at the right tone, the art piece will sing back to you. So, yeah, that's the next part.
Oh, gee. It's amazing. I'm looking at it, and it's a real credit to you, Graham. I'm not surprised it took 9 years either from thinking about it conceptually. It's a massive piece, and it's be a significant spend on picking. Are you comfortable to talk about what an installation of that type and with that much thinking behind it, what it cost you? Are you okay to share that?
Yeah. So the entire redevelopment, that includes the park area, the boardwalk, the new stairway, all the health and safety stuff. But the art piece was 10% of the overall budget. And I think so. It's written in one of the articles that's been released. I think it's $11 million total to do the entire park, right through to the car park behind the town hall there. So the entire spend was that, and then our artwork was only 10% of that.
Well, it's fantastic. Real credit to you, Graham. I get the impression, too, that opportunities are expanding for you when you look at these artworks of scale. I know that you've done smaller pieces, too, in your artistic career. What does 24 throw up for you? Have you got any challenges of this type, long-term mahi that you can share with us?
Yeah, we've got one big piece coming up down at Wynyard Quarter. And when I pitched for this piece, I says to the panel, what do you do when you walk into a wharenui and a cathedral? And they says, oh, you kind of look up and look around. I went, yeah, well, I want to do that, but outside. And so this new piece, Wynyard Quarter, will be a waka walkway of different style of waka standing on end in a you know, off-centre diagonal pattern up the footpath, so people can walk between them and also look inside them. And inside of these waka, we're going to have a tuwatawata fencing and a cast taonga that talks about the timeline of taonga creation, from historical taonga, which was, you know, naturally made puka, that we use as Māori stones, right through to handmade taonga, through to machine-made taonga. And so we're trying to figure all the detail out at the moment. And so, yeah, 2024, that's what's coming.
Well, I implore you to take a trip down to Merrill Drive. You'll be stunned by what Graham and his team have been able to put together here to acknowledge Waihoretu. It's a kōrero that has been somewhat lost and needs to be, and many of us need to reconnect with that awa so that we can understand the lay of the land so much better. Graham Tipene, tāmoko artist, and proud papa, and amazing roast lamb cook. Well, I'm just guessing. All the best to you, Graham, across the summer. It's been neat having a short conversation with you. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, hoa. Have a great summer.
And you too, man.